Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless. A special welcome. If you are visiting Church Online for the first time, so great that you found us. Great that you are connecting in, and we love you. We love first-time visitors to Soul Church Online. We hope you feel at home today, and we hope you feel encouraged and uplifted and blessed. So stay connected. Follow us on social media, and we put out lots of content throughout the week, and it's lots of good stuff to keep you going. So fantastic. Heard a great story this week. Good news story that came in online. Said, "Hi, Pastor John. I just wanted to say how grateful I am to have come across church since lockdown started. Before this, my family issues and personal faith and mental well-being were beginning to go very bad. Now I feel a sense of peace all over my life. I listen to your podcast daily along with the Soul Youth playlist and Spotify. I found a real sense of encouragement and belonging like never before. Your work is truly amazing and it will stick with me for the rest of my life. I want to show the gratitude for everything that you have done. I thank the Lord for reigniting my faith. God bless you and your family." How cool is that? Someone who's come to the Lord through Church Online. We hear many stories of people's lives being affected. So keep sending your good stories in, okay? Good news stories. Keep sending them to info@soulchurch.com. We are getting bombarded with negative media. And so we've committed at Soul Church to broadcast good news. We haven't got enough good news. So keep the good news stories coming in. And we want to share them with our church. And throughout the service today, drop us a message. Shout an amen out. I don't know. Jump up and down. Let us know what you're doing. Anything just to keep you smiling. Okay, anything I can do. So keep letting us know. Drop some comments in. And, you know, if you're in the local area and you're struggling, if you're in the Norfolk area and you're struggling with anything, please reach out. If we can, we'll try and get a hamper to you. We'll try and help you. And again, I keep saying this, but if you're in any kind of danger, abusive situation, again, let us know so we can give you advice and point you in the right direction, because we want people to stay safe in this season. And finally, I just want to say thank you to all of our dream teamers, those who serve so faithfully in our church behind the scenes. You know, the team that are working remotely to get this out, broadcast out to you every week. You guys are absolutely unsung heroes of this crisis. So thank you to all of our staff, our team, all of the foundation volunteers. You're amazing. And, you know, as a church, we have a goal right now. We met this week, as I said, and we have a goal that we want to get 100% of our church in small groups. And groups are where we find community and where we find strength. And it could be a while before we move back into the building, but I feel the next stage will probably be where we can meet in groups, small groups in people's homes. And that will really start bringing a sense of church and family and community back into our lives. And so if you're not part of a group, please, please, please head to soulchurch.com. There are lots of groups online. Obviously, right now we meet via FaceTime or Zoom or whatever mechanism the group chooses, but it really is important you stay connected. Don't do this crisis alone. We need one another, and we love you, and we want the best for you. So how cool is that? All right, we're going to continue on our new series today, Forward. If you missed last week, you can catch up on podcast on YouTube. But before we do that, I think we should pray. So come on. In fact, I'm going to ask everybody to stand. Everybody to stand. Come on. Push yourself up. Just put your bacon roll to one side. Put your coffee away. Just stand to your feet. Everybody, I'm going to give you a second because I know some of you have been sitting down for a long time. Okay, so just stand up. Okay, here we go. Right, you're closer to heaven, so you're closer to Jesus. Are you ready? Here we go. Father, let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We thank you that your word says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. And I pray that your spirit would speak through me, through these words today, into the hearts and the minds of our church. I thank you, Lord, as we stand, we're almost standing in agreement together, believing God for miracles, believing God that we can still take ground and move forward, even though everything seems to be against us. I thank you that your word says, if God is for us, who can stand against us? I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now you can sit down. Now it feels like being back in church, doesn't it? We're saying all the right things, so fantastic. Okay, well, our series quote is, it's time to write a new chapter. Everyone say it out loud, it's time to write a new chapter. As a church, we made a decision 2 weeks ago, we're not gonna stand still, we're not gonna just wait around, it's time to write a new chapter. We're moving forward into a brand new chapter. So one of the damages that COVID-19 is doing in people's lives is it's actually stopping them dreaming. Now, I'm not talking about too much cheese pizza before you go to sleep. I'm talking about the enemy of our minds, the devil, trying to stop us dreaming and reimagining what our future could look like. And the devil wants to keep us small. He wants to keep us locked away. He wants to keep us away from our God-given potential and future in him. You know what? The people are wearing masks over their faces, and quite rightly so right now. But the enemy doesn't just want to put a mask over our faces. He wants to put a mask over our dreams. And today, as a church, we want to give you permission to start moving forward and to start dreaming again for your life. Do not allow COVID to sabotage your dreams. Since the beginning of time, the world has been shaped and transformed by dreamers. Think of some of the mighty men and women who have dreamed. Think about Henry Ford, had a dream that he could create a car that every person could afford. Martin Luther King. He had a dream, a nation from all races and creeds and backgrounds could come together in one accord. He had a dream. Alexander Graham Bell had a dream to invent the telephone, that we could remotely speak to one another in different parts of the world. Now we don't just have telephones, we have mobile phones. You know, my granddad, I was thinking about my granddad this week. He had one of the very first mobile phones. I remember when I was about 10 years old, he picked me up after school and literally he had a suitcase. Remember those suitcases? That was, some of you millennials are like, what's that? It was the first mobile phone and you had to take out the suitcase, sort of build it up. You'd pull the aerial up. It was like walking down the road and it would cost £5 a minute to call someone. £5. The first mobile phones were £5 a minute. I remember Granddad would call some. The first thing he would say is, hey, just to let you know, this is costing me £5 a minute, so don't talk. He would spend a whole minute telling people how much it would cost. But I also heard this recently, the difference between mobile phones and people is mobile phones are getting thinner and smarter. Hey, there's one for your dad joke. So I love being around dreamers. I love being around shapers. I love to be around people who dare to believe the impossible. You know, we moved to South Africa in 2007. And the only reason we moved to South Africa is because pastors Phil and Lucinda Dooley, they spoke to us and said, we want to build a church to touch a nation. 10 years later, over 25,000 people now call Hillsong South Africa home. Why? Because we caught the dream that was in their heart. And I want to encourage us to catch a fresh God dream today. Why do people turn to drugs or addictions or gangs? It's because they let go of their dreams. All kids, they love to dream. And throughout this message, my prayer is God will birth new dreams in your heart. He will unmask old dreams. And as a church, we'll begin to dream again. I pray that this season, this crisis will be an incubator for new dreams to form and shape in people's lives. I'm getting excited because I love to talk about vision. I love to talk about dreams in people's lives. I wonder what you dream about. I wonder what you used to dream about. I wonder what you need to dream about. I wonder what God has enabled you to see what doesn't exist yet. Ephesians 3:20 says, God can do anything you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. That's right, your wildest dreams. God loves dreamers. He loves it when we dream. And here's the good news. We can never out-dream God. You know, dreams are, they're like children. They're your offspring. You got to protect them. You got to feed them. You got to watch them and nurture them and help them grow. And as long as you have a dream, you'll never grow old. Dreams keep you young. You might be sitting there in your seat right now and say, I'm feeling really old. I'm feeling really lethargic. I just, you know, I want to retire. I want to encourage you to stop right now and say, oh, it's time for me to dream again. Age isn't a number. It's an attitude towards life. And dreaming will keep you young. Many of us feel like our dreams have been stolen by this invisible enemy. Dreams of family holidays shattered. I know so many people who've lost their holidays this year. Dreams of buying or selling your home, dreams of launching your new business, dreams of even sitting down and taking your exams at university. You had a dream of what that could look like. I want to encourage you today, don't allow the enemy to stick a mask on your dream. Your dream is your destiny. You want to make the enemy mad today? Start to dream again. Start to take off the mask of fear and worry and doubt. That was the intro. How good was that? Now I want to talk, and the message is titled, Unmask Your Dream. Unmask Your Dream. There's a minor prophet in the Old Testament, one of the 12 minor prophets called Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Now he wasn't a chef, okay? He was a dreamer. Habakkuk. Imagine calling your child Habakkuk. Habakkuk, your bath's ready. God speaks to Habakkuk, and he's in great distress. And he gives him 7 steps to unmask a new dream, a fresh vision for his life. And I want to share these 7 quick steps with you today. I want to encourage you to write these things down because it will really help you. Because I want to see our church. I don't want us to stop dreaming. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is today. Dream again. Unmask the dream. Rip it off and begin to step into your God-given future. Okay, so let's read these. We're going to read these 2 portions of scriptures from Habakkuk. That's right, Habakkuk. For I am going to do something new in your days that you would not believe, even if you're told. I love that. I am going to do something that you would not believe, even if you're told. You know, God's going to do something that you couldn't even believe. Even if I told you today, let me tell you, God's going to do something you could never believe. If you told me that 6 years ago, we would have a church, the size of Soul Church and the influence that we have, around the world and all the incredible people and the family that we're part of, I would never have believed it. Why? Because God can see far, far further into the future than we can. All we've got to do is to keep dreaming. Habakkuk 2:2, the next chapter says, then the Lord said to me, this is the Lord speaking to Habakkuk, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision, this dream is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently for it. Surely it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Okay, here goes. 7 steps from Habakkuk for your life to move forward. 7 steps to unmask that dream. Number 1 is this. You've got to unmask it. Unmask it. The Babylonians were attacking Jerusalem, and Habakkuk had a dream of freedom. He had a dream of a nation at peace, not under siege, a nation at rest. And that's why God speaks to Habakkuk. He says, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I wonder if there's a dream in your heart like Habakkuk's. I wonder if there's something in your life that hasn't happened yet. I'd encourage you to start dreaming again. And while you're at it, by the way, you dream big. The way to find out what he has for you, the way to find out the God dream for your life is this. You've got to spend time with him. If I want to get to know Chantel even more, here's what I've got to do with her. I've got to spend even more time. If I want to get to know the dreams in my children's heart, I've got to spend time with them. Our dreams will never be unmasked when our Bibles are unopened. We've got to spend time in God's Word. God's Word speaks to us. I remember when we were in Cape Town, and I opened my Bible one morning, and God clearly spoke to me and gave me a word. It was a word directly that we were going to go back to the UK and to step out into our God-given future. You know, it was a scary thing, but it was when the dream was unmasked. I want to encourage you to start dreaming about what your job could look like. Don't look at all the circumstances and the challenges around us, but what could your job look like? Start dreaming about what your family could look like. Start dreaming about what your health could look like. I know many of you are struggling right now and our hearts go out to you. But start dreaming of the day when you're walking around, you're healthy and strong. I can think of many of our church family, they're struggling today. I want to say the joy of the Lord is your strength. But start dreaming of your body back in full health. Start dreaming about what your business could look like. Not what it does look like, what it could look like. I believe that big dreams, they honor God's greatness. And here's the good news. None of us are going to bankrupt God. with our dreams. Your big dream will not bankrupt God. Someone said to me, a well-meaning person said to me recently, are you sure you want to build the new church now? You know, with everything that's going on, I looked at him and I said, my dream is not getting any smaller. In fact, it's getting bigger because I've had more time on my hands to start thinking and dreaming and believing. And I start seeing different cities and nations. And all that's happening in this season is my dreams just being unmasked and it's getting bigger and bigger. I wonder whether your dream's getting smaller and smaller and the enemy's pushing you down and pushing the dream back in the box. Wonder today, you need to unmask the dream and let it out and let God breathe on it and let God just see the passion evolve again, and you know, unto him who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above. You got to unmask it. Number two, if you're writing this down, you got to write it. It says, then the Lord said to me, write the answers plainly on tablets. Tablets, you see, God knew all about tablets back then, even before we did. He was dreaming about the Apple tablet and the Galaxy tablet, even before it was available. God speaks to Habakkuk and says, write it down and make it simple. I don't know about you, has anyone ever had a great idea? You had a great dream, a vision, and you forget it. Do you know often why we forget it? It's because we don't write it down. God's quite a normal, natural God. He says to Habakkuk, he says, you better write this thing down in case you forget it. The devil does not want you to keep track of your dream. So he will distract you. He will distract you in so many ways. So here's what you got to do. You got to write it down. Every time God speaks to you about your future, about your potential, about your career, about your business, I want to encourage you, create a way where you write it down. Once it's written down and discouragements come, distraction comes, you can always fall back on what God spoke to you. Take a moment like Habakkuk and write down your dream. What do you dream for in your personal life? What do you dream for in your family? What do you dream for in the church? As soon as you write it down, here's the good news. It has direction. The first step to unmasking your dream is to write it down. My daughter absolutely loves Soul Kids, and I think our kids team, Jimena and Sam and all the team are doing a fantastic job with Soul Kids, and make sure you tune in for the Soul Kids program. And a few weeks ago, two or three months ago, just before the COVID crisis, they were talking about dreams in Soul Kids, and they got all the kids to write down five or six of their dreams for their life. Miracle Joy brought this home. She said, Daddy, I want to keep dreaming. These were her five dreams, but she wrote them down. She said, I want to work at SeaWorld. There we go. She loves nature. She said, my dream is to bring my friends to church. She loves church. She said, I want to go to Africa and help children. That really touched her hearts. She wants to help others in great need. I want to read my Bible. Isn't that a great dream? She wants to continue to read her Bible. And number five brought a little tear to our eyes. She says, my dream is to get Granddad back. Well, we miss Granddad, but Granddad will be back because he's enjoying heaven and we'll join him there one day. So even a little eight-year-old girl is dreaming and writing it down. I encourage you to dream it, to unmask it, but you got to write it down. Number three, you got to test it. You got to test it. It says, but at the end, it will speak and it will not lie. I think there's a big difference between a dream that's birthed from the heart of God and a dream that is birthed from a Sunday afternoon nap. And God was speaking to Habakkuk and he was saying, test this dream. It won't lie. If this dream is from God, here's the deal. There's three ways to discern whether it's a dream from God or too much pizza. Three ways. Write these things down. Number one, it will always be bigger than you are. If your dream is from God, it will always be bigger than you are. If you can accomplish it on your own, you don't need God. It will probably seem impossible right now. It will probably seem embarrassing. Number two, it will always be, if this is a God dream that you're unmasking today, it will always be connected to building God's kingdom. It's not just looking for what I want, but looking for a kingdom connection to your dream. I had someone a few years ago come to me and say, hey, I've got a dream of being a millionaire. I said, that's fantastic. Why do you want to be a millionaire? Because I want to have a big house. I want to drive a lovely car. I said, do you think that's a God dream or do you think that's your dream? He says, well, I think it's from God. I said, well, what's the connection to the kingdom of God? Then I've had people say to me, hey, I want God to bless my business so I can resource the church. I want to see the new building. I want to see people's lives transform. You know, one was kind of a self dream and the other was a God dream. Three ways to discern it. Number one, it'll always be bigger than you are. Number two, it will always be connected to building God's kingdom. Number three, it will always involve change. This is the hard part. You know, I talked about 7 in 7 many times. You heard me say that quote, the dream is free, but the journey isn't. It's free to dream. Any of us can dream. And I think it's good to dream. We need to unmask the dream. And you need to write it down. But all those things, they're quite comfortable. But this thing is when we test it, because it will involve change. Responding to a dream in your life always, write this down, always requires you to do something new. It's going to require you to maybe take a course, maybe study something, maybe start building connections with someone, maybe start saving money, maybe sacrifice. Dreams require change. Say this out loud. Dreams require change. If our lives are going to move forward, guess what? Dreams require change. Even with the new church, even with the situation we're in at the moment, it's not straightforward. So we have to keep innovating and changing, because dreams require change. If you think about a kid's picture puzzle. Your dream is a puzzle, not a photo. God hands you a box, and it's a box of thousands of little pieces. He says, here's your dream. And you're like, well, that's not my dream. And you say, yes, it is. It's just in thousands of little pieces. And every day you put a little piece into the dream. And if you're anything like me with a jigsaw puzzle, I give up quickly because it's too hard. I get a few pieces around the edge and I realize that, you know, I don't have the patience to put it together. Because in life, we just want 6 numbers and a bonus ball. But God doesn't work like that. God's saying, hey, I'm going to hand you a dream. I'm going to unmask the dream. I want you to write it down. And here's the thing. I want you to test it. Here it is. And you're like, but that's not what I thought it would look like. And God said, hey, I'm going to give you the wisdom to put that dream together. So you've got to test it. Number 4, and I hope this is helping you today. You've got to wait for it. Again, this is tough. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Wait for it. Dreaming is one thing. Waiting is another. We live in a world, a culture where we want things now. We want things yesterday. One of the positives about this crisis we're facing is we're all understanding the power of slow. We're getting a new stride. If you're like me, you can be a lot, you know, very impatient. But we're all learning a new patience. I don't like grocery shopping at the best of times. Let alone when I get to the supermarket and I have to get in a 2 meter by 2 meter line. It feels like we're lining up to go on Noah's Ark. You've got 2 kids in the rain. But here's what I'm learning. Most dreams fall away because we want them right now. I'm going to say that again. Most dreams, this is where they fall away at step 4. We cannot move forward because they fall away because we want them. We treat them like a Big Mac meal at McDonald's drive-thru. We place our order, we drive up to the window, and we take them. God does not work like that. God works in Kairos, in his time, not Kronos, which is our time. You know, dreams in the beginning are fragile. Most are lost in the early stages. Because when the initial excitement of the dream wears off, it's difficult. And if our lives are going to move forward, here's a secret. You got to wait. Noah said, come on. Well, God said to Noah, I want you to build an ark. So Noah built an ark. Probably took him 1 year, 2 years. But here's the deal. What we don't read about and what we don't watch on television, in the movies, is this. It took 90 years between the dream and the rain. 90 years of waiting. David anointed to be king over Israel at 15 years old. It was 15 years later before he became the appointed king of Israel. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt 40 years later in the wilderness, 40 years before they crossed into the promised land. And this is the hardest time. There'll be a time where everything looks like completely opposite to what God has told you. This is where we hold on to the promise. We hold on to the dream. What am I doing with the new church, with the new building? What am I doing right now? I'm literally holding on to the promise. 3 years ago, when God spoke to Chantal and I in America, I said, I want you to build a new church. And let me tell you, the gates of hell will not prevail. They're trying to prevail against it. Stood on the church platform January this year and said, we're going to put a spade in the ground. And then everything, the gates of hell try to come against us. But here's what we do. We hold on to the dream. If you have a dream with no obstacles, it probably leads nowhere. Obstacles are actually part of God's plan for our lives because it teaches us to wait and trust in Him. Do not give in. Do not throw in the towel. Keep going. God is with you. Dream again. Waiting time is never wasted time. You see, if you give up, He may have to go and find another dreamer for your dream. Keep going. Number five, you got to hold on to it. You got to hold on to it. This is coming off the back of this, it's of the last point. It says, it shall surely take place. How do you hold on to your dream? I'll tell you how you hold on to your dream. You got to hold on. You got to know your enemy. You got to know your enemy. The enemy wants to steal your dream from you. There's three ways the enemy will try and steal your dream from you. Here we go. Number one, beware of dream snatchers. Dream snatchers. People who want to steal your dream. You catch what you're close to. You catch what you're close to. I'm not talking about corona. If you're close to fearful people, guess what? You will catch that fear. If you're close to anxious people, you will catch their anxiety. You catch what you're close to. This is probably a good time to take out your phone right now and go into your contacts and do some surgery on some of your names and contacts because you catch what you're close to. If you stay close to dreamers, here's the good news, you'll catch one. I was catching up with a pastor in America last week. He's a dreamer. He's a big visionary, big thinker. And he said, John, you know what you need to do? You need to do drive-in church. He says, we've been doing drive-in church in his big South American accent. I started dreaming. Maybe we could do, you know, soul drive, as we are beginning to call it, where we all gather together in our cars. We have some kind of platform at the front. We do drive up church. It'll have to be late at night because we want it to be dark. So it's a great atmosphere. But I began to catch the dream. But here's the deal. You catch what you're close to. So be careful of dream snatchers. Because if you get too close to people who are full of fear and anxiety and worry, guess what? You'll catch it. Genesis 37 verse 5 says, Joseph had a dream, but when he told his brothers, they hated him. You know, here's the deal. Your dream won't always make you popular. It won't make you popular. You know, Joseph's dad, Jacob, made him a coat. His coat was different. It was multicolored. A dream will make you different. It takes courage to be different. Are you courageous enough to wear your dream coat? Are you courageous enough to keep dreaming even when people around you aren't dreaming? As a church, we've got to have some courage right now that everyone else is saying, maybe this is the time to retreat and pull back. But as a church, we're going to advance and take ground because we've got our dream coat on. We've got our technicolored coat on again. And I'm going to wear my coat even if people criticize me for it. I'm going to wear my crazy shirts even if people criticize me for it because I don't want to blend in. I just don't want to be one of the other people. I want to be someone who stands out and keeps dreaming. People criticize you for the way you do things, but you just keep wearing it. Keep wearing your dream coat. Be careful how close you get to people. Remember, you catch what you're close to when it comes to knowing your enemy. Number one, you got to be aware of dream snatchers. Number two, you got to be aware of dream distractors. Distractors. Your dream will take time, it will take money, and it will take lots of pressure. Be careful that you don't love pleasure more than your dream. I have seen so many, especially younger folk, they lose their dream because the pleasures of life distract them. There is a sacrifice to your dream. When everyone else is out partying, when everyone else is out doing everything else, you are the one who is studying. You, to all of our incredible students, especially our medical students, 7 years, and you think, my goodness, everyone else is having a good time and you're studying and you're locked away. Let me tell you, that is amazing because you are preparing yourself and getting ready for your God-given dream. Be careful you don't love pleasure more than your dream. Number three, beware of self-sabotages. Self-sabotages. Beware of dream snatchers, dream distractors, and self-sabotagers. Here's the deal. You got to back yourself. You can't speak deaf over your dream and expect them to come to pass. You've actually got to believe in who you are and who God's called you to be. Ephesians 1:4 says, He chose you before the foundation of the world. You have been chosen for this dream. You have been called into your business. You've been chosen for this season. No one can take what God has reserved for you. The devil's worst nightmare this week is that you would wake up and discover who you are in Christ. I want to encourage you to get some inner strength today. Start to believe again. Hold on to your dream. If it's a God dream, you won't let it go. And here's the deal. It won't let you go. Hold on to the dream. Don't allow anything to self-sabotage you. Like I said last week, you're doing better than you think you are. You can make it. You've got to hold on to it. Number six, you got to run with it. You got to run with it. It says, for the vision, the dream is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak. There is an appointed time for you to go for. The question is not, can you dream or can you write it down? But the question is this, do you have the courage to act on it? Proverbs 29:18 says, without a vision, without a dream, people perish. Start dreaming. But here's the deal. Without a plan, the dream perishes. Don't just dream. Start putting your plan together right now. But I don't have enough money. Trust God for the money, but you start putting a plan together. If you believe in God to own your own home, start saving. Start saving. Start putting a little bit away every month. This is a good time as well to put some money away. Put the money that you'd normally spend on takeaways, start saving it right now. Without a dream, the people perish. Without a plan, the dream perishes. And number three, without action, the plan perishes. You got to take action. You got to step out. You got to trust God. God will never give you the whole dream ahead of time. He'll give you in pieces, as I've said. And God will trust you through his wisdom to fill those gaps. But I'm not ready. I'm not ready to run with my dream. Here's what I realized. Start before you're ready. You're never ready. I was never ready to be a dad until I became a dad. I was never ready to be a pastor until I became a pastor. I don't think we're ever ready. I'm reading in my personal devotion right now about in 1 Chronicles about some of the young kings in Israel. Some of them are 13 and 15 and 17 years old. It's incredible. Why? Because you're never ready to lead a country. Here's, if you're anointed for it, God will do it through you. There's two things that your dream is waiting for. Now, write these down. Immediately and obediently. You got to immediately. If God's called you, you've got to get on with it. And number two, you've got to be obedient to his calling. He doesn't want you to take this lightly. He doesn't want you to put your dream on a shelf. The reason so many people are stuck right now, stuck in a rut, stuck in a dead-end job, is because you know what happens? God gives us a dream. Do you know what we start to do next? We start to ask God, how will it work? How will I do it? How? And if you wait till every question has been answered until you move, you'll never do anything. Who's going to take a step of faith this week? Pick up the phone. Look online for a new job. Start dreaming about your business. Come on, someone start dreaming again. And number seven, this is important. And finally, you've got to share it. He got to share it. Today, Habakkuk inspires us because he is still telling his story. Use your story to encourage others with their dream. You know, I had a dream about 2 years ago to launch my own leadership podcast and to start sharing some of the leadership journey that Chantal and I and the team have been on over the last 6 years together. And this week is kind of like the start of the filming for that dream, and it's taken a long time to get it together, and some incredible people have come around me to help me. But this week we're going to be launching a dream that I had in my heart. But here's the thing, I had to wait for it, I had to hold on to it, I had to trust it, I had to write it, I had to do all these things for it to come to pass. I encourage you, keep dreaming, share it, get around some people, get around your group. Maybe this week in your group, everyone go around and just say, hey, I want to share my dream. Time to unmask your dream. Share it with someone. Deuteronomy 32:30 says, if one can put 1,000 to flight, then two can put 10,000 to flight. It's amazing the power of coming together and sharing a dream, a vision with one another. Church, unmask it this week. Write it, test it, wait for it, hold on to it, run with it, and share it. I believe as we do that, we're going to see so many dreams come out of this crisis. Unmask your dream in Jesus' name. We're going to see your life move forward. Can I pray for you? Come on, if you feel comfortable, why don't you just close your eyes wherever you are, if you're listening on podcast, if you're watching on YouTube. Let's begin to dream, and let's ask God to unmask that dream that he's placed in our heart. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the giver of dreams. And Father, I pray for those who are listening to my voice, to this message today, Lord, I pray that a new dream would be birthed over the next few hours and days in their life, for their business, for their future, for their career, for their family. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would literally wake people up in the night. We will hear stories of you waking people up and giving them vision and dreams for their future. I pray in this season of crisis, this wouldn't be a season where we stop believing God and stop trusting you and stop dreaming, but actually our dreams would get bigger unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above, beyond our wildest dreams. And Father, I pray for those, Lord, whose dreams are dormant right now. They put them in a box, Father. You would resurrect them, Lord, that dreams would come alive again. Lord, we breathe fresh life over those dead bones, over those dead dreams, Father God. We thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I pray that we would hold on to them, Father, even though there's waiting time, Lord, even though the dream comes in a puzzle, in a box, Lord, we would hold on to it. And Lord, bit by bit, moment by moment, the picture, the dream would come together. Lord, I pray, Lord, that these dreams would be connected to building your house, Father. I pray in years to come, we would look back on this moment and say, this was the moment, this was the catalyst moment where my dream became a reality in Jesus' name. Come on together, say amen. Amen. There's a second group of people that I would love to pray with today, and it's a group that's never made a decision to follow Jesus. Friend, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. He has a plan and a purpose and a dream for your life. But it all begins with right relationship with him. Maybe you grew up in Sunday school. Maybe you went on a summer camp and you kind of once knew God, but you've drifted away and you've disconnected. Today you can come home. Maybe this is your first time to church online. And you're thinking, wow, I've never experienced anything like that. And you feel some sort of connection. That's the Lord. The Lord Jesus drawing close to you. Today, he longs to have an intimate relationship with you. He wants to be with you, even in your darkest moments. He wants to celebrate in the great times. But today, it can be a defining moment for your life as you accept or reconnect with Jesus. So I'm going to say a prayer right now, and I'm going to say it real slow. We're going to all follow along, and you can say it out loud if you feel comfortable, if you just want to say it in your heart. Say it with us, and it will connect you to Jesus, a new beginning today. So Father God, we thank you for your son Jesus. We thank you that he loves us. We thank you that he died for us. We thank you that he forgave us of our sins. Right now, we open up our hearts to you. Forgive us of our sins. Give us a new start from this day forward. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. It never loses its power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Congratulations if you said that prayer for the first time or you've reconnected. And we just got three really simple steps that we would love to share with you, because this isn't the end. This is the beginning of your relationship with Jesus. And so we would love to stay connected. And you can do that +447 93 08 232 65. If you just drop us a text and said, I've decided to follow Jesus, or reconnected for the first time, or want some more information, one of our team will make sure that we get back to you straight away. And that's going to be exciting. Also encourage you, the second step is to download the Bible app online. If you don't have a physical Bible, the Bible app is a great way. It's got some great daily reading programs and devotions on there that you can begin to understand and read. And I encourage you to take some time every day, even if it's just 5 minutes, to read your Bible app, and it will help you build strength into your life. And thirdly, stay connected. We have services at 10:30 a.m., 8 p.m., and chapel service 8 p.m. on a Wednesday. And we have a whole host of different groups that meet midweek, small groups, intimate groups that you can find on our website at soulchurch.com. So drop us a text, download the Bible app, and please, please, please stay connected through one of our groups and online. So fantastic. Well done. Great decision. And this is the start. This is the best thing you can do with your life, is to give it over to Jesus. So really proud of everyone who's made that decision. Drop us a comment as well if you've made that decision. That's another way to stay connected. Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.